Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hello, hello, everyone today. Hello, everyone today. We're live today. Once again, we're live on the Arthur Lavertone's Morning Radio Talk Show. Today, we have quite a surprise your way. We have something quite different your way. We have fashion stylist, Markeisha Hall. Markeisha Hall is my cousin. She is from Illinois. She's from Illinois. Welcome to the show today, Markeisha. Markeisha, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Okay, everyone, there we have our Markeisha Hall. And everyone remember her mother. We had Evangelist Rose Hall on the show. This is Evangelist Rose Hall's daughter. Okay, like I said, everyone, this is Markeisha Hall, and we'll start off the interview, and we'll ask Markeisha, what got you into styling clothes?
Well, I always loved, picking out clothes and, putting them together. Even when I was young and I didn't really have the money to do it, I would just look at clothes and just put them together. And I realized I didn't have one style. I love all clothes. I got a whole bunch of different styles. So I felt like I could help a lot of people. And I just wanted to inspire a lot of people to feel confident and look better. I've always dressed people up. And I just see the outcome of that. When you look good, I feel like you feel better. You're more confident about yourself. And that just really inspired me because I like to make people, feel like they're beautiful, they look good. So just inspiring people to feel like there's something. I feel like it was bigger than clothes. You know, just when you look good, you feel good. You're more confident about yourself. And that's what I always loved about it.
Oh, yeah, right. When you look good, you feel good, right? When you look good, you feel good, and it lifts your confidence and spirits. It lifts your spirits up, you know, when you are dressed. And some of the things, she's modeling, very colorful, you know. And, we'll move right along with this interview. All right, you know what I mean? You almost covered it just like then, but I want to know, I know you said you did it to make, it's just something to make you feel good, but, how did it just all start? Did it start from an idea, or is it just something you just love?
Well, I went to school for marketing, actually, which was more on the side of, putting out ads and commercials and stuff. But while I was in school, I grew a love for styling, and I started dressing other people, and people would always come to me for advice about what they should wear. And then I always would love to give advice and help people with styling. So that's how I kind of really went towards more styling and less marketing and design. But I still do that. It's just, I just started loving that.
Okay. Okay, all right. If anyone, just say, we are looking for major outlets. I think Markeisha, I believe she'll be interested in, modeling. TV commercial, and in that line of work, that's what she is doing. Someone offer her a contract like that. She's that type. She just said earlier that she was that type of a model. Not to take away from her modeling skills. That's just the type of point she wanted to take modeling. She's just showing off styles, She's just to make other feel good. But if anyone would offer her anything, it would be for outlet, you know, maybe they want to run ads on TV. Maybe they want to use her in that way that she is doing it now. That's to specify, that's to put, this is the type of model she is. This is the type of model. She's a fashion stylist. So anyone interested with, she's interested in. Okay, now let's see now. Do we have Annette Tones on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Oh, and let's see, say hello to this, your cousin, Markeisha.
Hi, Markeisha. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah. I've been enjoying watching you on the how you model in your clothes, your fashion.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really
Thank
nice.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and
I'm glad
and
for you.
It's funny because tell Annette, our mother, as Aunt Ellen, see our. Let me recap the family history for who's that listening. See, funny thing is, my mother, Janet Jones, and Markeisha Hall, grandmother, they were sisters. That was Aunt Ellen and they called Aunt Janet Mae. Ain't really be, but anyway, they were sisters. And my mother, and they can tell you, loved to style clothes too, didn't Aunt Ellen?
Yeah, she loved a model too. She was modeling.
Go
ahead.
My mama didn't like that. I never knew where I got it from.
Oh, yeah. And she was, yeah. And they tell it, because Annette was there. And her mother was about, 75 when she was doing it as a senior citizen?
Yeah, that's where she was modeling at.
But she always, my mother always wore nice stuff. She always did. Did she, Annette?
I like to wear hats. I like the way she wear her hats, too. So I wear hats, too. But all the sisters were dressed nice. All of them dressed nice.
Yeah.
All of them. Yeah,
they did. Yeah. Yeah. Ain't with a B. Ain't Ellen. Ain't with a B. Ain't Lena. You know, then our mother, they called her, like I said, they called her Aunt Jane and Mae. You know, we just called her. We really called her mama, we called her. That's what we call it, you know. But we're moving right along. And that you say you loving the fashions, huh?
Oh,
and that
yes.
Did you see on Facebook?
I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I saw
okay,
it
we'll
on
get back.
Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. If anyone interested in contacting her, they can do so on. You know, I'm talking about, when I say contact, I mean contact business, you know, only business inquiries. That's all. That's all we ask for, all the business things, you know. That's the only thing really is important, you know. We put the first, you know, the Bible says, before you do anything, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and everything
mm-hmm.
else will be added unto you. Then once you do that, you can't go wrong
with
anything else that you... You put God first. You put Him first, and you just did what you had to do. You know. And okay. Now we're going back to thank you for what you said. And we'll go back to Markeisha, and we'll ask Markeisha, what churches have you attended in your life? What type of church background have you attended?
I grew up in church. I grew up in Action for Christ Church. That was my dad's mom's church. And then just recently, I've just been going to the family church, Pentecostal Power in Lebanon, just like when I can.
Okay.
I haven't, like, had a home church yet. I'm looking for a church to make my home.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I still visit both of them places when I can.
Okay. That's good.
Oh, yeah, you said it for sure. You said it right. The family church. That's a family church.
Yeah.
And that meant my mother was there. She said it right. The family church. It goes a long way back. The Lebanon, what's that? Lebanon Pentecostal. Is that what the name of it? I think so. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, everyone today, like I say, we live on the show today. We have Marquisha Hall. She's from Illinois. She's in Illinois, and she's fashion stylist. And if there's anyone who's interested with her material, you know, in a major outlet company, store company, that might want to talk to Marquisha about it, you can reach her on Facebook. Is there any way else they can reach you, Marquisha?
Yeah, I got an Instagram, Official Key. It's official_key. And that's really all I'm on right now.
Okay, now I see we got some more callers. Go ahead, Marquisha.
I know, those are just my two social media outlets that I could be reached on.
Instagram and what was the other one?
Facebook. It's just my name, Marquisha Hall.
Okay.
Yeah, now we got some more callers calling in. We got more calls on the line, as I see. Is there anyone who would like to identify themselves and say hello to Marquisha? You can go ahead right now. Get calling.
I was just listening here.
Oh, just listen. No way. Just get to listen.
Caught the tail end of it.
Okay, well, you caught the tail end of it. I'll recap it for you. And I asked Marquisha. Some people caught the last end of it. This is Marquisha Hall from Illinois. That's my cousin. Her mother is an evangelist also there in Illinois. We're all family. And Marquisha, he just called in. Can you tell him, to the caller just called in, could Marquisha tell, you know, just recap to her, what started you to writing? What started you wearing clothes?
Yeah. What started me styling, I always knew, like, I was into fashion, and I went to school for fashion marketing. But while I was in school for fashion marketing, I just kind of shifted more to styling because everybody would, like, ask me to help them, like, put stuff together. And different projects we had to do, I was always putting pieces together, even with, like, sewing and stuff. I just grew a love for, like, creating different looks, creating different outfits. So it just became like a passion of mine. And now, like, I do it all the time. And I just use myself, like, as a model to showcase my style and ability.
Okay, all right.
There was, for the callers that just called in, like I said, 30-minute broadcast, we're moving right along fine. And Marquisha, for the ones who did not call in, for the one who just called in, Marquisha said she styled clothes also to make herself feel better. Explain that to them, Marquisha.
Yeah, when people like ask me to style them, and I come up with looks, I could just like see a difference. Like when you look good, I feel like you're more confident, and that's what I like to see, like, people feel good about themselves, be inspired, like, and confident about themselves. So that's why, like, I really like styling, like, to help other people just feel good, and not only on the outside, but make sure they feel good on the inside, too, because a lot of people think that it's all about the outside, but you got to make sure your inner self is good as well.
Your inner spirit. You're right about that. So everyone, she does it help other people too. You know, she does. You know, someone, like you say, maybe, you know, it matters how you feel on the inside as well. It matters.
Yeah.
You might be looking good, but you might not be feeling good. You know, but nobody can tell.
Right.
But if she come by. We'll wear, you know, with a nice, colorful outfit and might lift their spirits. You know, like you say, You look good. You feel good. You feel better. You know?
Okay.
And, you know, that's the way I see it, you know. And so now today I'm going to play the episode back on Blog Talk, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So we're getting everything, we're getting the message out. You know, there's no problem with that. You know, God bless us. If we ask them, when they're without, you know, ask them, it won't do you no good. And if you don't have faith, it will not do you any good, because without faith, it is impossible to please God, you know.
Right.
If you don't believe what he asks you, you got to believe what he asks you, you know. You know, because he owns everything. God owns everything today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would like to thank my teacher, Hall, for, you know, calling into the show. We still got a little time left. That's us. My teacher is my cousin. And that Joan, she's calling in. She helps me. And that has been calling the show. The show has been running 6 or 7 years, you know. And I thank my family for helping me. Sticking in with me, that's Aunt Evelyn's family. I've had 5 or 6 family members on here from the east side. From, you know, family is important, you know. You know, so I think, you know, my mama, you know, my mom, glad I think my mama had a big family, you know. But whatever you do, you got to do it with your heart, you know. Do it with your heart.
Yes.
And you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Just do it with your heart. And everyone, is there anything anyone on the line would ask Markeisha? Okay, then we'll go ahead and proceed on. What are the future things are you working on, Markeisha? What are your future plans, things you're working on, and what do you have coming up?
I got my YouTube that I'm about to start, like, really, really soon.
Okay.
So talk more about that on my Facebook and on my Instagram when that drops, but it will be dropping really, really soon. And I do want to work on opening up my own store and incorporating my styling into my store. I don't know if I'm going to start off online or like a brick-and-mortar store yet. So that's a little bit down the line, but that's something that I want to do. So that's like the two things that I'm like really, really working on and trying to put out. And I got some more styling, like photo shoots that are about to come up for like the spring and summer, like showcasing different looks for spring and summer.
Okay.
All right, good one. And once she heard, she's working on opening her own store, you know. She's working on it. Those are the future plans that she has. And, you know, it was Markeisha, good luck in everything that she does, you know. And we believe that God is able. We believe God is able to do the thing that he can. Now, we just had a caller call in here, and I recognize the number, I guess. So, look here. Is anybody want to say anything to Markeisha Hall, who just called in? Now it's the time.
Yes, I have a question for Markeisha.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. I'll call. This is one of my relatives. Is this my relative?
No, this is not.
Okay, I'm sorry. go ahead.
This is Lynette. I was just going to ask, I just wanted to ask if you, celebrities, do you have, like, that one celebrity do you want to, like, style? Like, you just look at them and you just, like, well, I want to style her. Like, do you have anybody in mind?
That's something I should have said that I want to do. I do want to, like, work with celebrities, styling them. It's not, like, one in particular that I want to work with, but I would like to work with more, like, upcoming artists, because I'm, like, an upcoming stylist, and, like, maybe we could, like, grow together. Like, I was looking at Queen Naja, like, she just went to the Billboard Awards, and I would like to, like, do something like that, like, style her for, like, something like that, the rewards and stuff.
Okay.
Oh, let's see. There was a celebrity that she would like to look like, and what was that name? That celebrity name again? Marquesha?
Queen Naja, and she started on YouTube too, and she became a singer, and like she just
I know who that is.
Yeah.
I know her. Yeah, I know who it is. Yeah, very, very, very famous. I mean, very, you know, nice celebrity, and that's who she said if she would model, that's who she would, you know, model, you know, kind of like the caller asked her, who would she like to, you know, I guess, you know, not to just say look like, but what style is she like? I'm a celebrity, and as she said, Queen Naja. So listen, Makisha way on her way. And what's the thing about Makisha? She's just doing it anyway. She's just doing it because she's comfortable because she's doing it because that's what she likes doing. You know, it's how she started off, you know, something that she liked. So,
yes.
You know, just like me, I like to write books. So I'll be writing books all my life, I guess, you know, as long as God gives me strength, you know. But yes, you know, everyone,
yeah.
We thank you for calling into the show today. We're winding down to about, well, I'm getting old, boy. I can't see too good like I used to. I can't see too good. But I can't see like I used to. Well, we winding down to, I say, about 5 minutes. And, we have Marquesha Hall today live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Smart Radio Show. We are cousins. Yeah, we are cousins, her mother. Our evangelist, Rose Hall, she came from a well-grounded background. We are family. We know, I know. I visited Aunt Ellen's church here in St. Louis. And my mother, Zane May Tunes, y'all call her Aunt Zane. We just call her mama, you know. And she took us to church, too. She whooped us in church. See, my mama, she was very religious. We all came from a religious background. Yeah, my mama whooped us in church. It was bad, you know. But that's just what it is. She was singing in the choir, and she whooped us, but she was in church. But that's just the way my mama was, you know. My mama did not want to make her embarrass her in front of nobody. And you go back home. My mama got us in the church, you know, where it happened at, you know. But, yes, but like I say, her and Ellen, they were sisters, I would be. I made them late, you know. I didn't leave nobody out there. If I did, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, so we'll go back to Makisha. We're glad you called in to the show today. We're glad that you called in. We're winding down. Okay, I can see now. So we got 6 minutes left. So anyone on the line while we're winding down the show, they want to say anything? To Makisha right now. Is anyone that want to say anything to Makisha as we wind down? Now's the time. Yes. You know, first of all, like I said, you know, you got to put God first in life. Put Him first.
Yeah.
Put God first. You cannot go wrong. You cannot go wrong. You know, only He knows the direction you're going in. Well, you might say, I'm not moving fast enough. Well, how fast can you move? How fast can you move? Yeah, well, God, no faster. Cannot move no faster than here. You know,
right.
So you like me, you just had to, you know, that's all that you can do, you know. And thank God for the time. Thank God for what it is, because this thing could be worse. Situation could be worse. Things could be bad, you know. But as long as you awake this morning, woke up, have you said, well, there's evidence. There's evidence that God is in your life, and He has not forgotten you. You know,
right.
He has not forgotten anyone. He has not forgotten anyone. He will do what He says He will do. It makes it hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. Life makes it hard. sometimes. But if you stay with God, you cannot go wrong. And as you wind down, we'll go back to you with Makisha, Makisha Hall from Illinois. Makisha, thank you for coming on the show today. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
The other Larry Tone Morning Radio Talk Show. Thank you for coming on today. And is there anything, last messages? Well, Will, is anyone interested? Or just, you know, serious inquiries. Well, she says, reach her on Facebook. You know, reach her on, that's Makisha Hall on Facebook. That's MarkishaHa Hall. HALL. Makisha Hall. Contact her on Facebook. You know, contact her on Facebook today. Not anyone on the line would like to say anything to Makisha. Okay. Well, and thanks for calling in. Thank all my callers for calling in. Well, you listen to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for calling in from Blog Talk Radio. Where you listen from anywhere, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, from the link, anywhere I provide, you listen from the link. I hope God bless you. And I hope God bless everyone. And we're down to the last few minutes. And we'll go to Makisha. Makisha, the last thing she wants to say?
Just to add on to what you said, if anybody out there who, like, got dreams and goals and aspirations, just remember to keep God first and put your faith in God and know that He will do anything that you said you want to do, and He'll be there for you through your journey. And just have faith. That if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, He will keep you going. And just motivate yourself, and that's in anything that you do, how, no matter how old you are, just to keep going and just keep moving. And just know, faith without work is dead. So we do have to put in work as well, and just keep working and just keep motivating yourself to keep going. And thank you all for listening.
Okay, we had a fabulous Makisha Hall there from Illinois, and she's fashion stylist today on the Uncle Larry's Morning Radio Talk Show. Is there anything else from the callers? Any last words from my callers?
I just would like to tell her to keep on doing good work.
Keep up the good work. That's right. That's exactly right. Just keep up the good work. And like Marky said, keep up the good work. Facebook that work is dead. Facebook that work is dead. Everyone, thank you for calling in. All my callers, God bless you. Everyone, have a good day. God bless you.
God bless you all.
Thank you.
Hey, my balloons. Hey, come here. $5. We'll be kind of talking in here and in the States. We'll be here big time.
Thank you. Thank you.